Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Mind Food Radio with Ben and Michael, and we're live at your place today. We love photographers. You've got one on the line.
We sure do, and we travel to New Zealand. Hi, it's Rob Susted. Hi, Rob.
G'day, how's it going?
Good. Now, you've done 11 books, and they're absolutely beautiful, all different parts of New Zealand. But your brand new one, I've got to say, is absolutely spectacular. It's Wildflowers of New Zealand. How long did that actually take?
I've actually been doing Chasing Wildflowers for probably 15 years. I do a calendar every year in New Zealand, do a large number of calendars, and it's quite hard to get New Zealand wildflowers that look sexy enough, you know, to go in a book. So, and there's a reason for that. Most of our flowers are generally white,
yeah.
They're not that attractive, and that's because we don't really have any bees, native bees. All the flowers were pollinated by moths, which use the moon, obviously, to travel.
That's interesting.
So if you're a white flower, you're a much more desirable target, you know, to get pollinated.
How do you find out where they all are?
Well, I'm lucky enough to have a fantastic job that takes me all around the place, you know, to both poles, North Pole, South Pole, and all around New Zealand. And so I guess I've just got a passion for these things, and you're kind of always looking, keeping your eyes open. And that's half of being a photographer, you know.
Yeah.
It's just being open to opportunities. So, yeah, you're kind of looking in places that people don't look and hoping to find interesting stuff.
So from a botanical point of view, once you've taken it, do you then come back and work with an expert or something to sort of say, oh, well, that's what that is, and, you know, its Latin name and things?
I've got a pretty good knowledge myself, but, yeah, there's a heck of a lot I don't know, and it's great having a network of friendly botanists, you know, to help. And I've discovered things that they really don't even know what they are. So it's nice to have an inquiring, I guess, mind coupled with a job that gets you out there looking, yeah.
Now, Rob, tell us about Antarctica. I reckon that would be fascinating.
Well, from a photographic point of view, it's very daunting as well, of course, because it's, you know, sensory deprivation, really. Not much colour, not a lot of sound, and, you know, not much smell. So it's quite intimidating, but I've been fortunate enough to do 15 trips now.
Wow.
Guide a lot of people down there to have a look. I've done a lot of work with Orion Expedition Cruises, you know, based in...
What has been the longest time that's taken you to get a shot?
Oh, probably about 14 or 15 years, if I was honest.
I wasn't expecting that.
One of the best shots, one of my favourite shots, and people can go online and have a look if they just search my surname, but a fantastic shot I got when I was first starting that I've been trying to replicate after a southerly storm coming into Wellington, you know, with the mountains and the South Island behind.
Yeah.
But boy, it's, you know, that's a long wait.
When you've got some time off, is the camera always still in your hand? Like, are you always sort of seeing images and you're clicking away?
No. it's often provocative. I don't actually like photography that much.
Isn't that funny?
I think you're in the wrong job.
I'm not, because the great thing about the camera is it gives you the opportunity to poke your nose into interesting things in other people's business.
Yeah.
And that's what I really love, is that, you know, photography is just a medium, isn't it? You know, like the work you do is just transferring information and knowledge.
Yeah.
And so that's really how I see photography.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you self-published or are they done with a publishing company, your books?
These are with New Holland, which is in Australia as well. In fact, my first ever book was with New Holland, Australia. It was a book on Wellington.
Well, look, I think we've got a book to give away. So for more details on Rob's beautiful books, Wild Flowers of New Zealand, go to mindfood.com. Thanks a lot, Rob, for being on the show.
Thank you very much.
And, mate, you might not realise this, but in the next few months, you might see Michael and I on one of those expeditions in Antarctica.
I
could see a whole magazine
spread
there,
Antarctica.
Michael.
I would love to go to Antarctica.
Imagine doing a live radio show from there.
I'd need a very comfortable...
Douglas Mawson, the Australian great explorer, he did the first ever wireless radio transmission.
That's right, he did too.
So, wow.
We could relive it with Mind Food.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's exactly right. What a great idea. We should work on that.
That'd be cool.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.